Hello, welcome to Season 2, Episode 12 of The Legend of PJ Famicom. This is going to be the last episode of Season 2. Season 3 will start in the fall, but I'm working on some special episodes for the in-between. With this last piece for the season, I'm going to try not to get too cathartic or philosophical. This is just a practice in writing. I need to practice because I'm not yet capable of writing the stories I want. It's a practice in telling my truth because so often I fail at communicating verbally to the ones I love, and also the ones I hate, with such varied interpretations of this work. Thank you very much for listening. Hit me up anytime. I hope this is an adequate supplement for anyone who wants to know who I am. My present self is often excitable and nervous, so far removed from his story. Our first song today is called Kill the Messenger from my 2014 album In Spades. I used to play this one live, not because I thought it was especially good, but because I could play it with just one guitar. It's about calling people out, letting your friends know when they're messing up. And a lot of them are rebellious in nature, so they react with defiance. But at least they heard you. I wrote this song before I knew what a thing to do it was to call people out on the internet. And I know not everyone is trying to be a heroic whistleblower and steal the social power of others for themselves. And I know that deep down we're all trying to do the right thing. So why can't we just normalize being openly critical of each other? We're pretty critical of ourselves, aren't we? Isn't it fair that we should treat others the same? Don't we believe in equality? Like hell. Kill the messenger. I think the bass tone sounds really good on that track, but I sold my Squier J bass and I'm thinking about selling the EMC combo amp I played it out of. Last night I listened to the first Coal Chamber album. Talk about an album with good bass tone. Our next song today is from my 2003 album, P.S. If the answer is no, then try to forget I ever asked. It's called Humility Disposed. I'm not sure what that means. I think the lyrics are all pretty ridiculous. One time my friend Liz told me on AOL Instant Messenger that she knew what this song was about, and she was never quote-unquote after me. I think I was supposed to feel embarrassed, but you know, it was cool knowing people who knew what my songs were called and what they sounded like, and we could acknowledge it together. So there you go. I let my true feelings show. I felt embarrassed and exposed. by Super Famicom, Humility Disposed. As you can tell, I was getting really into layering things and adding harmonies. You know, I was just learning how to do all of it. I think some of the phrases altogether could have sounded really powerful if only I hadn't played the song so fast. But I guess the jumbled track sound is pretty characteristic of Super Famicom. Our third song today is from my 2011 album, The Bottom. It's called Kobolds of the Mountain. It was all about having high XP. Higher XP than the soft noobs who have the guts to approach me in my nasty house and bum my nasty cigarettes when they could have been hanging out at their parents' clean house where nobody would bother them. At the time of writing this song, I was really into Satyricon. I think my black metal vocals were really coming along. Kobolds of the Mountain!
Thank you.
Our fourth song today is called Is It Like a Wisp? From my 2006 album, Everybody in My Band is Romantic. I'm not gonna lie, I think it's ridiculous that I named every song on that album in the form of a question. That was some pretentious shit. And don't you think I don't have a lot more ridiculous ideas? Like Getting Smoked Out, the album, featuring Getting Smoked Out parts 1 through 8. Is It Like a Wisp? I think it's a pretty good jam. I don't think I got the dynamics right in the mix. When I exported my tracks from Sonar, they always sounded different. I don't think I often thought too much, though, about listening to my mix on a CD before making 100 copies of it. But that's enough of that crud. An unknown light? We don't need. Jam this Us Let song, Rock. By Super Famicom. Is It Like a Wisp? That's some hip stuff. Our last song today is called Out of Your Hands from my 2008 album, The Wandering Floret, Part 5. Perhaps the most hi-fi sounding of the Wandering Floret octology. I think it's great that you can hear a distant TV in the background at the end of the first verse. I think my vocal style was pretty alright at the time, too. I wasn't trying too hard, just trying to get the notes, finding that point of resonance. But of course, I'd have to learn how to sing louder and higher if I was going to keep the attention of the audience I had. Or I'd have to get so drunk I didn't worry about it. I think it's a relatable song. In life, you make new friends and you get excited, but then they start to cramp your style and proceed to try and take over every facet of your life because you're not the type to tell people to leave you alone. even though you need to tell people to leave you alone. You need to do a lot more work if you're going to be somebody. And maybe I didn't do enough work, since I'm kind of a nobody these days. So let me pry my life back out of your hands.
I just can't.